Thank you for joining Talking About You with Estra, where you can find information on auto insurance, employer and ERISA policies, short and long-term disability, personal injury claims, surveillance, and much, much more. This is your car accident radio channel. Talking About You with Estra's radio show welcomes you. Call the show today at 718-766-4385 with your questions, comments, or car accident experiences. I'm listening to what you have to say about your journey. And you never need to travel this path alone. You can read, watch, or listen with me at any time. Imagine going to police station and asking for help, only to be turned away multiple times. This doesn't just happen on police television shows, but often by those attempting to report harassment at police stations. Ferguson is not the only community dealing with practices that are unfair to Main Street citizens, whose voices are often silenced by the power of Wall Street money, protected by police enforcement day in and day out. What becomes more unbelievable is calling 911 to report harassers and being told that they are not the individuals performing intimidation, only to later find out these people are agents of police working with insurance companies, both public and private corporations, or going into multiple police precincts seeking help to no avail. Many policyholders can tell you about their stories. Would they have treated Wall Street in the same way as Main Street? I think not. Who do police officers truly protect and serve? You would think they were being paid directly from these major corporations instead of primarily Main Street dollars. How can police be impartial when they have already sided with Wall Street? Remember Occupy Wall Street's efforts to support Main Street, bringing out average people wanting to stand up for the rights which protect everyone. In fact, they were making progress for change while helping others to become viable parts of their community. And how were these people treated? With disrespect, harassment, intimidation, especially those in leadership roles on specific topics. And who was the tool used to create disenfranchisement, discouragement, and bullying to the point where many people disengaged? You guessed it, police. Yes, law enforcement is certainly an oxymoron in this case. It was the same when Martin Luther King Jr. stood up for civil rights legislation for all people. It was true when Occupy Wall Street stood up against Wall Street for excessive grabs of power and control of this country, which now allows them to do whatever they please without repercussions. To Ferguson, where it became clear for all the people in the world to see what supposedly had changed, but this same abuse is faced daily by far too many American citizens. Frankly, this strategy of horrors has taken place with the use of police officers for generations with no end in sight. Tragically, this also can be true for people involved in car accidents filing claims against insurance companies, whether public or private. In fact, these conglomerates own most of the country, have spread the wealth throughout many nations, leaving in their path more destruction by using people to fill their goals without giving these same people the ability to propagate their pockets with fair wages, respect, and daily living activities that help fulfill workers' dreams. And now, many are powerful enough that they do not have to pay out insurance claims because they can delay it for decades and can use police to discourage policyholders in pursuing their claims. I would challenge the content of their characters and their use of power and money, not only against Main Street, but using police as their personal force. Thank you for joining me, Estra, for today's topic, The Privileges and Power of Police, from Seattle, Washington, USA. Wikipedia defines police as, quote, "A police force is a constituted body of persons empowered by the state to enforce the law, protect property, and limit civil disorder. Their powers include the legitimized use of force, The term is most commonly associated with police power of that state within a defined legal or territorial area of responsibility. Police forces are often defined as being separate from military or other organizations involved in the defense of the state against foreign aggression. However, gerrymandering are military units charged with civil policing. End quote. Notice the key words in this definition: empowered by the state or territorial area, enforce the law, protect property, legitimize police power, civil policing. Notice what is not there: promoting respect, honoring, care and concerns for community, treating citizens with respect and dignity. Frankly, legitimized use of force is what we often see when justifying the death of too many American citizens. What happens when the average citizen is hurt by this legitimate power? Trust is broken, and belief of protection and serving those individuals portrayed can last for generations. Hope that is lost, injustice for all. When power and the law is not distributed fair and equally to all, human indignities permeate throughout society, not only to citizens, but also to police. Loss of life due to lack of respect is something on an individual level we can change. Look in the mirror today and think what you would look like with different skin tones or dialects. Would you still be a human being deserving respect and dignity? Absolutely. When police no longer feel safe sitting in their patrol cars on the street because of threats of being killed or increased risk of loss of life due to the injustice many citizens face at the hands of this so-called legitimate use of force, it's obvious to see the breakdown in trust between the average person and police. Even with nonviolent actions, police use their power to intimidate and harass people just seeking what they deserve, their rightful place in communities. Occupy Wall Street was such an organization. Martin Luther King Jr.'s goal of equal civil rights for all was also met with this legitimized use of force. Yet the vast number of citizens far outweigh law enforcement numbers when standing for justice. We have seen this lately where citizens have overthrown governments who have become too corrupt. Perhaps this is the reason why many are developing militarized zones in local communities. Injustice is difficult for most people to swallow generation after generation. What about people involved in car accidents? How does the average citizen's power compare to Wall Street's? Little power and few resources, typically. And the strongest weapon Main Street has is their vote, which many don't use. While Wall Street uses all their power and resources to maintain control over the U.S., which benefits a few instead of the whole country. These legitimate powers have been drawn up to protect them in most cases at the expense of everyone else. First, insurance is required, which provides them with the capital to control the people they need, such as police and politicians. Second, this gives them back the money from insureds while being subject to little risk due to their ability to deny claims and have paid lobbyists to ensure laws enforced benefit them. In my opinion, what does this create? More lawlessness, more injustice, and more distrust not only for police, which protects Wall Street's interests, which includes insurance companies, employers, or any conglomerate, public or private, which can pay for their protections. Do you know who uses most private investigators? Insurance companies. The goal is to eliminate insurance claims at all costs to send a message: greed. Greed is all important over doing the right thing, even if it has been promised. Only when police decide the most important part of their job is to treat people with respect and dignity, to end their practices of protecting the wealth of Wall Street at all costs, and instead of protecting those in their ranks who promote prejudices, hate, greed, and Wall Street's interests, choose to remove them so that healing can take place in local communities. When police truly begin to protect neighborhoods, neighborhoods will begin to protect them. Restoring the honor citizens used to have for police could go a long way in resolving crimes. Wall Street choosing to create jobs over unimaginable wealth would also go a long way in the restoration of our economy, which frankly they seem to disregard unless it's constantly creating wealth for them. Does this mean the people in communities doing the right things on both sides of this equation should stop? Absolutely not. It is these people who are the glue in our society today. They are the ones still providing hope to the discouraged and pulling in the reins of Wall Street's greed whenever possible. But will it take more than just them? Yes, it will take all of us choosing to do the right things regardless of what is going on in our personal lives. Sometimes this will mean standing up in difficult situations and not giving up when harassed or intimidated. If I, Estra, was putting a definition of policing, it would be as follows, quote, "Each and every person is responsible for their conduct, whether on or off the job. It is your responsibility to correct any wrongs to the best of your abilities and help others you see in need. Choose not to destroy the lives of others for the sake of wealth and power. Choose instead to lift them up, which builds you up naturally. Respect for others makes them your friend and not your enemy, which builds a circle of neighbors who protect each other without fear of those with evil intent, because there are more good people than bad. This circle is further extended to police who don't choose sides or enforce unjust and unfair laws to protect the interests of a few, but stand united with those people from all walks of life who support lifting up others with respect and dignity. This circle is further extended to politicians who are more concerned in keeping their communities growing, housed, fed, and employed, paying decent wages. And lastly, this final circle encompasses military, which continues this support of strength and courage to protect the country's average citizen, which they are primarily comprised of, reinforcing doing the right things. When a society shows a preference of care and concern versus degradation, in my opinion, it does more to make a community a better place, leaving people with hope for a better life instead of dread and desperation. When people are incarcerated due to directional society pressures resembling a rat's maze leading to confusion and destructive ways, what else could be expected? These people are more than cheap labor for a penal colony. They have personal dreams and aspirations of their own and should be provided the same opportunities as everyone else. Wall Street is far from pulling themselves up from their bootstraps. Yet, bootstraps have been taken away from Main Street at this point with the help of law enforcement. This is not the type of policing which protects those who most need it. In fact, it makes the average citizen more fearful and less likely to provide the support police need at critical times in the community. Behaviors by police also promote people injured in car accidents to a life of poverty by protecting the interests of Wall Street, participating in harassment and in intimidation of the injured. More injustice is done by protecting Wall Street than doing the right thing by policing Main Street makes it harder for all of us. Policing took a turn for the worse with the 1033 program, which militarizes local police into combatants instead of law enforcement officers from a Main Street perspective. Ferguson, Missouri police brutality brought forth front and center what this means to local communities. You saw what is done to average citizens when power and influence is brought into play. Ferguson may not have been as smooth as some of the other precincts in hiding this behavior, but there are many local district statistics which are equal or greater to the city of Ferguson if one has the time and energy to look. I'm often amazed by the people in Congress who are sent there every election cycle to help the people, but end up helping mainly themselves and Wall Street. The National Defense Authorization Act provides all the ammunition necessary to turn our communities into war zones, and unfortunately, they have been successful. In my opinion, yes, it comes back to protect the 1% through police, which provides them with complete control and power over residents. When the 1% is only bound by the laws they create, most of them will be against Main Street and for them. Banking, insurance, and finance run this country now. These huge conglomerates have free rein to do whatever they please, especially when it relates to controlling money. Why else do you think wage stagnation has gone on for decades? Why do you think insurance companies feel they don't have to pay out policyholders at all and wait for decades? Frankly, we would be hard-pressed to find justice in a system set up by financiers. The next time asked to sign a petition to protect the people, to care for the needy, I suggest looking at the fine print. Many successful legislation presented is not what it appears to be, but as you would sign it. Trusting others to verify true intentions are a thing of the past. Own it and check it. Otherwise, Main Street will wake up with a few rights and fewer voting privileges to change things back to a fair system for all. With policyholders, much is already written into the contract signed. Few options are provided and less choices are available after filing an insurance claim. Can you tell the difference between a good and bad faith carrier? Most policyholders often find this out too late, after a car accident, when resources and options are limited. Insured civil rights legislation can change this with a Congress more interested in protecting individual rights. Isn't this the reason why they went to Washington, D.C. to serve? I was sad to hear of Senator Harry Reid's retirement and Barbara Boxer's exiting. Will this be the beginning? Has it gotten so bad in Washington, D.C. the cost of leading is just too much? Perhaps a new circle of leaders is needed to bring forth good fruit, fruit of decent wages, improved infrastructure, jobs, homes, education. If you look at what's been done lately by Congress, you might think President Obama and Wall Street are the only things on their mind, and of course the next election cycle. Also, don't get too comfortable with those insurance commercials. Do they make you feel all warm and fuzzy? Safe and secure may only be a means to an end of receiving premiums. Being left out in the cold should not be an option for them to make. They would certainly not allow you not to pay premiums and still be covered. They should not be able to say you are covered and then renege. Frankly, at this point in our society, protecting and serving is primarily for Wall Street. Legitimized use of force for their laws, created to protect the ability to increase power, protect their property, and limit civil disorder, who sees the injustice and seeks change. In my opinion, this is not the type of policing Americans should be accepting. And your vote has a lot of power to change it if you will use it locally and in federal elections. How much more are you willing to lose? Insured civil rights legislation can say no to bad faith insurance claims, no to ERISA legislations which allow employers to keep benefits, and no to police officers' actions of being enforcers for Wall Street, eliminating their participation in harassment and intimidation of policyholders filing claims, and much, much more. When police are called out against citizens, what's the end game? Wall Street protection, of course. When citizens prosper and have access to American resources and opportunity, slavery is hard to implement, and so is smothering debt to hold citizens into bondage. They might take a chance to accomplish personal dreams with less monolithic corporations and have a life with greater substance and creativity. Attempts to beat citizens into subservient behaviors only work for a short period of time. Sooner or later, people do see through what they're being fed, especially when it's not healthy, Therefore, the game continues to change in order to keep people subservient, a dangling carrot which leads to loss and suffering. For example, when mortgages and homes are taken, when pink slips are only one paycheck away, when having individuality is a dangerous thing to hold on to. And of course, this list is endless, but it has made the citizens more aware of these behaviors, becoming more cautious on how they spend the little money they still have, recognizing they could just be one more Wall Street crash away from losing their pensions, or Congress's actions to reduce Social Security. Realities of verifying what politicians say is what they actually do is becoming more and more crucial, especially when they are determining the direction and actions of policing. So how do we change the end game back to being one with integrity and honesty? And this is on all levels of community and corporations. We choose to follow people who have lots of them. Good values go a long way in helping with change. Today, people wonder why many are so cynical. Look around you and take note what is happening for the average citizen. Frankly, most of it is not in their best interest. The end game must indeed be a fair one. What do insurance, banking, employers, Social Security, disability, and police have to do with policyholders filing a claim? Big money. Yep, that's true. When you take notice of the amount of money these conglomerates have, they would rather keep it for themselves than give it to policyholders. Most of them are tied together in making this happen. In past times, they were separate entities, but now they work in unison. This leaves less support and help for the average policyholder. Have you noticed how celebrities tend to get fairer settlements? This is due to the fact that we are all watching. How can the treatment of the average citizen be scrutinized when not in plain view and these corporations want it hidden? Decent treatment happens with actions in full view, and insured civil rights legislation is the tool to keep things fair for policyholders. Otherwise, how can poor and middle-class people compete with multi-billion-dollar corporations? Frankly, with police on their side, it makes it difficult. Police are typically first on the scene of a car accident. Personally, I appreciate them being there for many of mine. In this situation, I have found them to be some of the most caring people I've come into contact with. This changes when insurance companies invoke their help. It's as if they go from day to night, hardly recognizing their behaviors. Are these two sides of a single person? Is this what money does for some people? When police are allowed just to do their job to help people injured in a car accident and not harass and intimidate for the purpose of insurance carriers, both private and public, a greater respect for their behavior returns, whether it is dealing with Ferguson situations throughout the United States or a car accident insurance claim. The people need to be able to view police as intermediaries. No biases, no protections, just for Wall Street or just for Main Street. When they work more with one side than the other, their liens become obvious to those watching and needing their services. People facing harassment and intimidation should be able to receive the same help from police as insurance companies requesting their services. When a court of law is not run more by legislation created by lobbyists for multi-billion dollar companies, and just for all of us, in my opinion, we will be moving in the right direction. I'd like to leave you today with something to remember. It's a quote by Cree Prophecy, and it goes, quote, "When all the trees have been cut down, when all the animals have been hunted, when all the waters are polluted, when all the air is unsafe to breathe, only then will we know you cannot eat money." And it's also from the movie Yellow Rock, a Western which shows what happens when we work together and when wealth is more important than the collective. Always remember, there are hundreds of Estra brand car accident information and support tools at your disposal. and many of them are free to use. Select Esther's Car Accident Playlist out on YouTube, which contains 11 free videos to show many of the experiences that can be encountered after a collision. Taking on unfair practices of major corporations can make it difficult for policyholders to access legitimate links. Therefore, do not hesitate to type in the link yourself online. For example, if you go out to YouTube, you used to be able to type Estra, and all of the links would come up. Now, harassers have added many new Estras out there, and some of the links are now buried. So make sure to type in Estra's Car Accident or Estra Seattle will define legitimate links. Tools are important in being able to work through the process of getting through a collision. And my book, Car Accident by Estra, shares those personal experiences of being involved in several collisions. And it provides helpful insights into by-stepping pitfalls most injured often don't think about until they've been taken advantage of. So this is a must-read book. You will also find the 215 Car Accident Calendar Daily Quotes, and it's available for support and encouragement. It's a great as a gift or personal use. The 215 Car Accident Weekly Planner for an organized approach to documenting your collision is available all year round. So make sure to stop by my official car accident site for additional information. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Estra, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge. You can read, listen, or watch topics which will help you make more informed decisions. And you are always welcome at legitimate Estra site. Thank you for listening today, because it is only with your continued knowledge about the insurance industry, self-insured employer insurance programs, long-term disability, can we make a difference in creating insured civil rights laws and legislations which can make this more fair and equitable for policyholders. I also want to thank Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the song Midnight Run by OK. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in traffic collisions. So be sure to take 3 minutes and tell us about how you've been affected. Let's meet back here next Monday, which is our new day and our new time at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. No matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up.